Proclamation number 6415 of 1st of December, 1955. Distortion and purification of the divine word. You should profess my word even if it is commanded to you differently as before. For my word is not different, but only the transmission is the direct one, because my word, which I preached on earth, has already undergone many changes due to human influence, which I have to rectify again and again, so that my word will always and forever remain the same. You humans cannot expect that something will remain unchanged for years in a world of imperfection where human will and human activity has access at all times. And neither can you expect me to prevent people from making changes or giving wrong interpretations, because I always respect free will and never exert coercion, even if it concerns my word, the pure gospel. Yet again and again I take care that people can come into possession of my pure teaching if they desire the truth. My word could never remain pure among people who are not enlightened by my spirit, because the prerequisites for this are missing, a life according to my will. And you cannot claim that all people lived according to my will who, as it were entrusted with my word, my pure teaching of love, who are decisive both in its spreading as well as in its interpretation. Where the will deviated from mine, my adversary entered, whose first endeavor was and still is to enforce the pure truth with error and lies. As people of awakened intellect, you must admit that a transformation, a defilement of my teaching preached on earth, is far more likely to be credible because P.O. Blair felt entitled to watch over it. That this transformation would only have been impossible if I had prevented it by virtue of my power. But in it, 1st of the 12th, 1955, would have had to make people's will unfree, which is against the law of my eternal order. And thus people were free to live according to my will and then also in truth, because then they would never have changed my pure word nor misunderstood it. Or by living contrary to my will, thus not fulfilling my commandments of love, to make themselves incapable of recognizing the truth, which naturally also had to lead to a distortion of my pure doctrine of love. In an imperfect world, nothing remains as pure as it started from me. Roman 1. However, keep feeding the pure, unadulterated word to such people who make themselves worthy and receptive for it through their way of life. Again and again I pour out my spirit on people who shape themselves into love, thus also into a receptacle of my spirit. This should be understandable to every person who only seriously thinks about it, that it is nonsensical to deny a shaping of my word in the course of time if a coercive influence on my part is not presupposed, but which is completely eliminated. Every person has the opportunity to stand in fullest truth who only requests it from me myself. And this truth will always remain pure and unchanged as long as people remain so intimately united with me that my spirit can enlighten them, but to also immediately experience a clouding when people strive away from me. If the pure truth were always preached on earth, then the spiritual low would not exist either, because my pure word has great strength, but the distorted word has already lost much of its strength and therefore mostly remains without effect on people's hearts. Nevertheless, people of good will also feel addressed by me when they hear this word, because I myself address every person who desires to hear me. Yet he will only ever accept what corresponds to the truth and unhesitatingly reject additional human work. And he will also be guided to recognize the truth if he seriously strives for it. For truly I say to you, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain in existence for all eternity. Amen.